Thanks for listening to Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. If you miss an interview, find it later on the Wills and Snyder Daily Podcast on WTAM.com or on our iHeartRadio app.
No pretending. Yeah, we've got concerts back. And Jackson Brown will be with James Taylor on the 31st out at Blossom. Let's bring in our buddy Barry Gable at Live Nation this morning. Barry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you guys doing?
I got to tell you, I was doing a lot better over the weekend when I saw you posting from Blossom the picture and the orchestra and people, and it was fabulous. What a weekend out there, Barry.
It was, as I posted, a triumphant return, and Roger Mastriani, a great local photographer, was out there, took some phenomenal photos of the orchestra and the fireworks that they had on Saturday and Sunday, and you know, it was nice to see people, you know, enjoying concerts with families and the lawn being full. And, you know, it's just it's a nice blessing, quite honestly.
Let's talk about the blessing, too, of some great venues we have. Blossom Jacobs Pavilion at Nautica around here. You're in the business. You've got concerts to reschedule that have been sitting there from last year. You've got new tours that all of a sudden lets go as well. We've got these two venues to use, and as a concert goer, I need to understand there's a lot of information out there, right?
There sure is, you know, and the main thing, you know, that I hear from just people off the street and friends and family members is, where do you get this concert information? You know, a lot of times people think they're on the exclusive and official website or the exclusive and official ticket site to purchase tickets. And, you know, there's just, I want to make sure people know that they should be going to LiveNation.com for all concert information, Ticketmaster.com for primary ticket sales, because there are a lot of scammers out there, and just want to make sure you get the right information, whether it's about planning your visit and policies that are updated, but primarily, you know, getting the right tickets and making sure that you, you know, that you feel comfortable about coming back to the concert world, whether it's at Blossom Music Center, MGM, Jacobs Pavilion, or any of the venues that have live concerts around town. So LiveNation.com/Blossom Music Center or LiveNation.com/Jacobs Pavilion has all that information, Bill.
When you and I normally visit, and yeah, there is the word normal there, we would, you know, jump around, highlight a couple of shows here and there. I don't know. I mean, once you get going, and we are really with what the orchestra cranked up at Blossom, you got shows like every night or every other night at many of these venues to work. It's going to be amazing here the next couple months.
It'll definitely test our staff. that's for sure. So yeah, good drink a lot of coffee this next couple of months. But you know, the season is going to start late. And it's going to run late, you know. The way I look at it, if we can play baseball in October, we can go to concerts in October. So first show out at Blossom, as you've been talking about most of the morning, is James Taylor and Jackson Brown on July 31st. And the last show is going to be October 15th with Jason Aldean and his tour. So in between, we'll probably have about 18 to 20 shows at Blossom, and pretty much the same, if not a few more, down at Jacobs Pavilion. And happy to say that we'll be opening up in September for the shows at MGM Northfield Park. And we already have a bunch of great shows that are lined up there. You know, Pat Benatar and her husband, Neil, Parma's favorite son, Neil Giraldo, will be there September 18th. Southside Johnny's going to be back in October. And we announced Todd Rundgren is going to be doing two shows there in November. And those are on sale now.
At Jacobs Pavilion, I just jumped around here a little bit. Brothers Osborne going to be there. That should be an incredible night. Nine Inch Nails as well touring, right?
Well, you know, that's a great mention. Those, we went on sale with two shows, and literally they sold out in not even minutes, Bill, seconds. You know, Trent is, you know, sort of adopted son here in Cleveland, even though he grew up in Pennsylvania, but he really cut his teeth on his bands here in Cleveland, and he has two sold out shows. We did announce Brick Floyd, which is probably the premier Pink Floyd coffee band. They're playing here on September. It's going on sale this Friday. That's a new show.
Bare Naked Ladies. It just, the list is incredible. Anything new? I got like 40, 50 seconds here. Anything new you want to pass
on? Well, B&L is going to be next year. They postponed till next year. But the shows that, you know, that I want to highlight, like I just said, Brick Floyd, the Black Crows will be in August, on August 4th. down at Blossom Music Center. King Crimson, September 1st at Jacobs Pavilion. Of course, the annual trek for Deadheads. You'll be able to see Dead & Company September 7th out at Blossom. The Doobies, Blackberry Smoke with the Allman Betts Band on September 25th. You know, like I said, the main thing for most up-to-date information, not only on just concerts and tickets, you also want to make sure that you download the Live Nation app, because just like the Indians and the Cavs, a lot of our shows, if you already have a pre-printed ticket, we'll accept that from a previous show that was rescheduled, but we are going to, you know, to the digital ticket bases. So load up that Live Nation app and you'll be able to purchase your tickets and have it on your open, your wallet that you'll be able to use when you come out to Blossom or Jacobs.
We're doing everything on smartphones. You can buy your tickets, save them, or have them right there and be ready to walk in to the different
That's
venues.
Correct.
Good stuff. Barry Gable, Live Nation, great follow as well on Instagram. It's beautiful flowers. I know you have nothing to do with those, but we'll say that
yeah,
for another day.
I do it all.
Yeah. Little Zach Brown, August 20th will be at Blossom. Get us out of here. Barry, thanks, pal. Be good.
You got it.
See you.